Sorry, squeaky couch. I originally entitled this video, 60% of Americans' paychecks are not keeping up with inflation. And I changed it because it's true. This is not a joke. And the people that are in the know are betting on this false sense of security that the government's always there to bail you out, or this idea that the Federal Reserve is going to instantly turn around and about face these rates. They're planning on you not knowing how big of a deal this is because they plan on acquiring your assets. The fact of the matter is, since 2008, and we are in the greatest collapse since the Great Depression right now, and I'm going to show you some proof. But what's really crazy is that since 2008, big banks, mutual funds, using your pension money, have been getting richer and richer and richer off of your labor, acquiring homes, taking homes off the market, and becoming more and more wealthy, more and more elite status. And I try and warn people, and I'm going to show you some proof in a second, and it is waking a lot of people up. I just went to a tax seminar that was all tax professionals, strategic, wealth leaders, right? And a lot of, and some big business owners, very successful business owners. Yeah, normal public, were not there. And there was a handful of people that recognized me there, but by and large, these were people that believe that real estate's never going to go down. They were all cheerleaders and trying to sell each other products. And these are the financial professionals that are advising you. It's very scary. We're in a moment where if you just understand what's going on, we are in dot-com bubble territory as of this last June in the stock market. We're watching lying going on in the mainstream media, where you have the Federal Reserve chairman coming out in a fireside chat on Friday saying, we're not lowering rates. As a matter of fact, we may have to raise them. And Bloomberg comes out and says, he might as well just came out and said, they're going to lower rates. And the stock market goes up. Well, I don't know if people have been paying attention, but gold has not been this strong to real estate prices in the last 60 years. And there's a reason why. Yet even the gold traders are putting in, they're betting on a turn of real in interest rates this next year. This story that's out of Zero Hedge, and I'm just going to briefly go over it, but it goes right in line with a comment I saw the other day on one of the channels. And again, I want to thank everyone that checked to see if they were unsubscribed. Even if the box is lit up, they might have taken the D off of it. Someone at Google contacted me that's a fan of the channel. Thank you. And warned what they're doing right now. Because they don't want this kind of truth out. The comment was that this girl was now getting very concerned with where we were because her dad, which always had enough money to live on and save, said to her that he is now living paycheck to paycheck because his savings has been wiped out due to this inflation wave. This story out of Zero Hedge is entitled 60% of Americans report their income does not keep up with inflation. You see, the American worker is the backbone of our economy. If the American worker can't keep up with inflation and drains their savings, eventually what happens is they get into debt and then eventually they can't even keep up with their debt payments. What also blows me away is not only is the stock market in dot-com bubble territory as of June of this last year, not even talking about now, it's getting worse. But just like the dot-com bubble era and the 2008 great crash, I was warning people from 2006 to 2008 after I'd sold all my homes to get out of the market and get into safe haven bets, safe haven investments, move to cash. I'm not a financial advisor, right? I'm just an investor. But I was trying to help as many people as I can. And just like the dot-com, because I was a stock investor, I grew some wealth, a little bit of wealth, nothing really to scream home about in 1998, 1999. But I sold my stocks. I put my retirement, my small retirement, into bonds right before the dot-com crash. And I did lose on some speculative bets in single stocks, dot-com stocks. But what blew me away both time was the euphoria. And it was always the fools that rushed in at the last minute to buy these stocks. to buy the real estate. And that is exactly what is happening right now. Yet, I get to be part of you, your life, and have for 3 years warned about this. I said, hey, look at, you know, I didn't give financial advice, but I'm like, hey, you know, I'm buying gold. I'm buying silver. Well, back then, gold was, what, $1,600? Now it's about, what's over 2,000, and silver was 15 bucks, and it's, what, almost 25 bucks, something like that. I talked about cryptocurrencies. We've all seen where that's gone. You know, we're in a moment where it's like the coolest club on earth, but I'm still trying to figure out how to find and warn more people. I never thought that this channel would have been more viewed by CNN, only that when the Supreme Court said that they're allowing the White House to start knocking down these channels, get knocked down 60% its views in 1 month. I never thought that I would be meeting people around the country, very, very influential people that are getting ready themselves, have been watching this. And I don't say that to brag. Every day I feel like I'm in a dream. But the thing is I don't know how we can reach more people. Because the truth is, if we don't, and more Americans fall into this debt trap, and this is collapsing around us as we speak, right? We're going to lose the middle class, which means we're going to have no dog in the fight. The government wants us scared and weak and poor, and I don't accept that. I believe that we have the upper hand in this. And so many people right now are trying to warn their family and friends, and I'm telling you, I'm going to give you some advice. Stop doing it. They're not going to listen to you. Make your voice louder. Go bigger. Go talk to strangers. Go start a blog, start a vlog, start anything. We need patriots to stand up and warn about this. You know, I've taken flack in the past for saying AMC was a bad bet. Well, look who was right. And it's not that I was right and someone else is wrong. It's just logic. You know, get rich quick is not a real thing. It says in the Bible, as fast as you gain wealth, it will be as fast as you lose wealth. But if you grow it slowly, you will build it and build it and build it. It blew me away at this tax event with all these financial advisors. I mean, we're talking a room full of financial advisors, all from around the country, tax professionals that have no concept about the real estate market imploding. And all they kept talking about was inventory was low. They have no idea what drives inventory. This media is built up of people that are not wealthy. They're not wealthy because they earned it. They're wealthy because they're taking money from the poor middle class. They're taking advantage of their insecurities. And so this story talks about the facts. When you look at, it says inflation is pinching workers even more this year. It says, we asked, since October of 2022, do you think your income has kept up with or exceeded increases in your household expenses due to inflation? And the no, it has not, is the green bar. And then there's a yellow, I don't know, because so many people do not truly know their income to debt ratios. They have no concept. They just, they see money appear in their bank and they spend it. And I have been blessed with the ability to read your comments and some emails and get feedback from people on the street. And I'm going to share this. I'll try and keep it together. But I was watching a video about David Goggins the other day talking to Joe Rogan. And it was an emotional thing because he was talking about how he had received an email from some parents saying that their son were being brutally bullied in high school, and he was a big fan of David Goggins. And would you please reach out and help him? Because they said, we know you, David Goggins, can help him. And so, like, nowhere like me, I'm so much smaller than David Goggins, but he goes, I can't get to all my emails. I can't read them all. It's impossible. And he said a couple months went by, and he came across that email again, and he reached out to the parents. He had some time, and he reached out to the parents, and he said the parents were overjoyed that he called them. He said, hey, this is David Goggins. Tell me what's going on with your son. Let me know how I can help. And the son had committed suicide in just a couple of months from the point where they reached out to him for help. And when he called, and he said it broke his heart. And I've got some pretty hard emails that I've had to deal with, and just total desperation. And what the truth is that, you know, we're only one person, but together we're insanely powerful. Sorry, the nation is running into a wall of not debt, but death. Because a lot of people are going to choose death and ending it over what is around the corner. And the Fed has made it very clear. They're like, we're not going to lower. See, they know what's going on. And they know that most people have no idea how this works. And I had a very intelligent, very successful young man, a CPA, come up to me the other day, and he says, your channel, he watches it very often. And, you know, I use comedy and all kinds of stuff and sarcasm to try and hide things. But at the same time, I give specific warnings. And they've all came to pass. We're in total collapse right now. People, if you understand that type one, If you think I'm a nutball type two, and I'll say this, the people at type two, you really have no concept of how crashes work. You know, the crash at 29, the day was only for the fools when they went running down to their bank. I was banging on the doors, you know. I mean, I warned people to split up their bank accounts a long time ago, and look at all the people that are turning around going, hey, I was just denied a withdrawal. It's a big deal what's going on. And there's just so many easy things you could do to protect yourself. And, you know, there's people like, you're doom and gloom. And I'm like, well, I understand how the bots work and what the government's been trying to do to slander people that are warning. I get that. But there are some real people out there that think, you know, you're nuts. You're just trying to scare people. And, thank you for everybody that's jumping in and chatting too on the live stream, because it helps the algorithm. Because it's been pretty cool, even somebody from Google reaching out. They used to change out my assistants when they would start going, hey, I watch your stuff, I really like it. They were taken away and a new assistant was put in their place. You know, there are people like, oh, you know, what are you worrying about? You can get yourself in trouble. So, you know, a long time ago, God told me to warn the people that their blood would be on my hands if I didn't warn them about what was coming up. And I fear God way more than I fear man, because when I leave this earth, I get to deal, the Lord's going to be dealing with me. And, but in the same time, I've met so many amazing people like yourself on the road, on a plane, all over the world, and I am so encouraged by you. I just wanted to be real and say, you know, it's funny, I've had the hardest time for the last 5 months, ever since I went back to the fire station, like emotionally, because I'm at a crossroads. And as exciting as it is to go and buy up a bunch of homes and go crush it, it's not going to be exciting seeing the people that that had no clue, that had zero clue. They got walloped. I watched a lot of that happen in 2008. Now, the truth is, everybody recovers. Everybody recovered after the Great Depression. Everybody recovered after the recession. This is all on you. But, man, I just want to see as many people. My vision is to see 1 million people become millionaires through this. And it's frustrating when you get smacked down. We're getting bombarded with lies. And I think that I just want you to be encouraged, because I see the progress in every single one of you. Whether you're listening to this right now in the gym, you're working around your house, you're traveling to work, or you're at work right now, because you just want to life hack and time hack and get the most out of everything, and you want to win this fight, I just want to tell you, I'm very encouraged by every single one of you, no matter where you are financially. There are people that have just gotten out of debt for the first time in their lives on this channel. There are people that are working on it, and there are centimillionaires watching this. There's even some billionaires actually watching this. They've made it clear with me. And that's encouraging. I want everybody in this army ready. And as dark as it's gonna get in 2024, I want you to know this. Stuff. I hate getting emotional in this crap, but it's you. If you would just, how do I say that? I'm trying to grab onto a thought right now. Sorry. You know, when people say God is in control, that's actually, I believe, a really big cop out. Because God is in control, but it's almost like, I don't got to do anything. God's in control. Let me tell you this. It says in the Bible that faith without works is dead, right? So that means you can just have all the belief in the world. God's going to take care of everything. It's not going to go anywhere. But when you believe that God is in control, and you move out and you say, Lord, okay, now I'm your hands and your feet, so I'm going to go do something. I'm going to start saving ahead. Setting aside, I'm going to start getting out of debt. I'm going to start that business. I'm going to do. He is going to move in ways that you wouldn't believe or couldn't even fathom. And for those of you that don't believe in God, it's totally okay. It's all right. We can still be friends. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do then. I'm going to say the same thing goes for the inside of you. Faith in yourself is dead if you don't do anything about it. Now, I'll be honest with you. I'm going through stuff right now, you know, as far as doubt myself. I haven't dealt with doubt myself, I don't think, my entire life. And here I'm at, to be honest with you, sort of the pinnacle. I've never experienced stuff like I have in the last few years because of people like yourself that watch the channel and support me. I'm very grateful. You've never seen me sit there and put a PayPal link, please support me. I can't get over when YouTubers do that. And they tout about how rich they are and tout about how, what is it called, successful they are in stock trading, or they own all these special businesses. But hey, please give me money. Just give me money. You know, I put out a product to help people. If you'd like to buy it, cool. If not, no worries. But I got to be honest with you, I am blown away with how my life has been this last couple of years. It's been hard, but it's also been exciting. And that's because of you. And I'll talk about that. I'm going to talk about that IQD stuff in another video, guys. I hope you guys have a great day. I just thank you. Like, don't feel sorry for me. I'm not like sad. I'm just fired up. But I see the wealth of the nation being robbed by the enemy. And right now, I'm telling you right now, the government's not your friend. And I'm very blessed and encouraged by you, but we need this army to grow. Ninja Nation is a thing. It's a methodology. It's stealth wealth. It's being prepared and then not being scared. I'm not scared for my future. I'm concerned over people that we just haven't been able to reach yet. And I've got some plans for 2024 to reach those people that I'm not going to talk about because I have to do it a special way now because of where this channel's gone. And I'm very grateful to you. So I just want to thank you for your support. You guys are awesome. Hope you have a great day. The Economic Ninja is a mess. I'm joking. See you guys.